Travelers along a rural road outside of El Paso are surprised by the Socorro Mission. It appears like a ghost with 3 centuries of history. The current mission dates to 1843, but Socorro is one of the oldest parishes in the nation. It lies in the heart of El Paso's Mission Trail Historic District. 2 nearby communities, Isoleta and San Elizario, have historic prayer houses of their own. Socorro was built to convert non-believers to Christianity. Piru Indians, fleeing New Mexico during the Pueblo Revolt of 1680, settled in the area. The first mission, a wood hut, was established in 1683 to serve the Indians and Spanish settlers. A permanent structure and a later one both washed away when the Rio Grande flooded. Striking elements of Indian and Spanish design make Socorro distinctive. They reflect the crossover between indigenous and Christian beliefs. The ceiling inside the sanctuary is constructed with neatly arranged small branches and twigs called latillas, which form a herringbone pattern. Wooden crossbeams called vigas are engraved with Indian designs that resemble a string of tic-tac-toes. Natural light flows into the mission from Spanish-style wood-framed windows. Large wooden double doors project a sense of strength and safety. Extensive restoration began in 1995. Workers uncovered the dirt floor of the original mission, about 18 inches below a discolored oak floor. They also found Indian pottery and wooden collection boxes. Reconstructing the massive adobe brick walls has been a challenge. The original bricks each weigh 63 pounds, and their consistency has proved difficult to match. It will take tens of thousands of new, lighter earthen bricks to rebuild those walls that have embraced so much history. Socorro Mission is listed in the National Register of Historic Places.